It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This year, Wisconsin has its largest presence ever of musicians at Austin's South by Southwest Music Festival. And throughout the show today, we're going to be playing songs by those bands. What you just heard is Blame Me by Hugh Bob and The Hustle. Lead singer Hugh Masterson grew up in Butternut, Wisconsin, up north, a little town with a population of about 300. Hugh Bob and The Hustle play what's known as North Country Rock and Roll. Let's listen. And we've got more Wisconsin music coming your way in the program. Coming up on Central Time, it's Food Friday, and the date is 314, which only means one thing. We're going to be talking about pie. A pie enthusiast from WPR will be joining us to share recipes and talk about his favorite pies of all time.
First, though, we're tracking Wisconsin's musical talent and heading down to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest to check in on how Wisconsin bands have been performing this year. With our largest presence ever at the festival, Wisconsin will be putting on performances of all sizes. Better known bands like Fox and Hugh Bob and The Hustle are playing official shows. And in addition, over 30 Wisconsin acts were featured at the Milwaukee Home Stage this past Wednesday.
Joining us now from Austin to update us on those performances is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy.
Piet, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So we're playing songs from Wisconsin bands at South by Southwest throughout the show today. We started with Blame Me by Hugh Bob and The Hustle. What do we know about these guys?
Yeah, well, they're based in Milwaukee. The main guy, Hugh Robert Masterson, he's from Butternuts, which is a really tiny community. He lives in Milwaukee now, and they're, you know, kind of a bar room country rock band. They have started to get some attention from CMT. CMT is going to be premiering their music video, I think, in a couple of weeks. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm the music writer from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We had a feature, 10 Wisconsin Bands to Watch, and Hugh Bob and The Hustle is definitely a very promising band that should get some bigger attention, I predict, beyond the Milwaukee area. Just because they have a really good sound, they're really dedicated performers. They are getting some attraction from people in Nashville. They had a song that had a placement on Nashville. So they're very good. And if you're at South by Southwest, hustling, you know, no pun intended, I guess, playing shows, networking with people. And, that's what bands come out here to do, that and party.
Of course, we can't forget the party part. Well, their sound is something, it's called North Country. What does that mean? Is that something, loneliness, empty bars, desolate highways? Is that the North Country sound?
I think maybe so. I mean, I think they kind of describe themselves as like Midwest country a little bit too. And that's kind of their description for it. I mean, it's definitely, it's not like necessarily straight up twangy country. It's definitely not country pop. It feels like kind of like, you know, it's almost like indie rock gone country in a lot of ways. And I think that's also helped them too, because country is just a growing, booming market. We're starting to hear more diversity in country. Last year there was a lot of complaints about the bro country movement and how radio was very, didn't have a lot of openness, open-mindedness. But then last year we also saw artists like Casey Musgraves, Brandi Clark come in with a kind of an alternative sound. And I think as country continues to grow, as country's audience continues to get younger, I think that puts Hugh Bob and Hustle in a really great position.
Well, you've been down at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas for a few days now. Can you set the scene for us? Describe it. What is it like?
It is insane. I think that's a mild way to put it. It's my second year here, and it's a little, it's nothing. Basically, it's a massive festival that's been going on for a few decades now. It's really grown to a beast. The whole kind of myth behind South by Southwest or the brand idea is that you come here to discover new music, and that's still definitely possible. But, as it's attracted tons of artists hoping to get discovered or to make great connections, it's also attracted massive artists and brands. Lady Gaga played the Doritos Bold stage on Thursday night. Had Kanye West and Jay-Z do a show for Samsung for attendance. Coldplay did a show for iTunes. So it's a really huge thing. But at the same time, you also have thousands of bands playing official Saturday Fest / showcases, little-known bands, and also a lot of bands playing, maybe just as much, playing unofficial shows, just here to just see if they can bump into somebody, here to just play music, here to kind of feel what the vibe is like. It's really crazy. People are having a lot of fun. I think people can get pretty stressed. I've seen a few agitated bands, you know, around town. But it's an interesting, nutty, crazy experience. And we had a lot of Wisconsin bands this year, way more than we've had in recent years.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. South by Southwest is an event that can make stars. It's a big opportunity. Are there any Wisconsin bands that you think have the opportunity to really break out this year?
Well, I mean, I'll say that South by Southwest, I think there is that idea that it can make stars, but I would still hesitate on that a little bit because I think a lot of the bands that kind of break out of South by Southwest are kind of known going in, or there's a buzz kind of going into it. At this point, it's so crowded, it's so huge, there's so many things happening. I think the idea of a band comes here, they get seen by some, you know, record exec drinking a Shiner Bock, and they're like, oh, I'm going to sign those guys right now. That's kind of a myth. But the great things can still happen. I mean, last year there's a band called Fox. They're in Madison. Terrific band, and that might be one of the most promising indie rock bands out of Wisconsin right now. They just got signed to Partisan Records. They played South by last year. It's their first show, I think, out of Wisconsin. And they kind of came, you know, there was some buzz around them already. They had a video EP that was really ambitious that was gaining some traction. They came, played some shows, had low expectations. They did happen to play in front of a manager who offered her services. And she's a well-connected manager. She manages the Lumineers. And she got Fox to play at Lollapalooza in Chicago last year. She helped Fox open for the Lumineers at the iTunes Festival in London. She got them on tour. She helped get them connected to get on tour with Blitz and Trapper. They're now signed to Partisan. So things like that can happen. So as far as this year goes, so with Wisconsin bands breaking out, I mean, we'll just have to see. I don't expect any Wisconsin bands are going to suddenly become superstars or get record deals necessarily right away. But hopefully they do meet some people that can kind of help them in some small way. And as far as bands that might stand a better chance of doing that, Vic and Gab is a band from Milwaukee. It's like a pop rock band that they were doing some official showcases and have gotten some national media attention. U-Bob and the Hustle doing official showcases as well. And then on a small level, a really small level, there's a band called Paper Holland from Milwaukee. It's a band I really like. They're kind of a pop rock band. They have a little bit of a Death Cab for Cutie vibe to them sometimes, a little more upbeat energy. And, you know, their song was just kind of discovered randomly by Stephen Thompson at NPR, and he included it in a 100-song Ecstasy playlist. So, you know, again, I don't think Paper Holland's necessarily going to get a million calls from people, but they were just so ecstatic to get some national attention like that. So you just have to kind of come in with measured expectation.
I understand the Milwaukee home stage was on Wednesday. What was that like? How did it go?
Yeah, what was interesting, and the reason I think there are so many Wisconsin acts here this year is because a few folks got together and kind of had this idea to do a Milwaukee showcase. The folks that organized it include one of the owners of Hotel Foster. It's a venue, small venue in Milwaukee. And also Melissa Thornton, she founded an apparel company called Milwaukee Home in Milwaukee. And they kind of came up with this idea, and they thought they would do it for 2015. There's a lot of that around South by Southwest. You'll see showcases for Portland bands or Colorado bands or bands from England. And they wanted to do something for Milwaukee. But they had this idea around Christmas. In January, they founded a club that was like right smack between the Austin Convention Center and 6th Street was available. And they decided to go ahead and jump at the opportunity. So they tried to put together a showcase for Milwaukee bands in like 2 months' time. And they wanted to go really ambitious, so they got 30 bands to sign up for it. And they went to raise money, and they raised about $24,000. It was pretty crazy. I mean, I think for anyone who has experience, that would be a really, really hard thing to kind of pull off. So it happened. It definitely had hiccups. There are definitely things to learn. Ultimately, I think the showcase they basically played for themselves and played for friends more so than attracting people from, you know, booking agents and things like that. But it was a start, and I think a lot of bands, you know, even though there were some hiccups and frustrations, I think a lot of bands were excited to have the opportunity, excited to be here, excited to see other bands. Some of these bands have been meeting up with other bands randomly. So, you know, there's still benefits, too.
So looking back, you know, we've had Justin Vernon come out of Wisconsin. You've got Fox up and coming out of Wisconsin. Does Wisconsin have a reputation for being an up-and-coming state that's a good place for music?
I think it's definitely recognized. I think Justin Vernon, for sure, helps. And, you know, Vernon has this band, Volcano Choir, that he's in with current and former members of an avant-garde group in Milwaukee called Collection of Colonies of Bees. They're a group that has some cult recognition, but when they teamed up with Vernon, just because of Vernon's name, suddenly these guys were able to play bigger venues than they've ever played before and tour places they've never been before and have, like, snacks on a touring bus. So I think by having someone that has, like, a name like that, it definitely helps. It kind of creates a wave effect.
All right, Piet, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for giving us the sights and sounds of South by Southwest.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Piet Levy, music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is in Austin, Texas, covering Wisconsin bands at the South by Southwest Festival.
Wisconsin has its biggest presence ever at the festival this year, and throughout the show today, we are playing songs by Wisconsin bands performing down there in Austin.